I got involved in the Iditarod about 10 years ago when my wife and I visited Alaska, and we took a snowmobile tour to the first checkpoint. When we arrived, we saw the straw on the ground. They had just left a few weeks earlier, and my wife was very inquisitive as to what the straw was on the river, and we were told about the Iditarod. We'd heard about the Iditarod, but really didn't know or follow it. When we returned home, she did a lot of research, and we just fell in love with the passion that goes into the sport, the mushers, the dogs, the volunteers. It just became part of our life. So it took a few years to get the courage to come up and volunteer. So we did, and we did 4 years in Anchorage just doing different duties that we could do in that environment. And then last year we went out onto the trail at Unicleet, and 9 days up there, and it was chaos 24/7.
It should just couldn't keep wait on
us. We couldn't wait to get back. So here we are. So I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because we love the dogs. We love coming out and seeing these villages because we don't relate to this. We live in the big city. We drive cars down the freeway at 80 miles an hour, and we come out here and we see the kids on snowmobiles and the villagers just, you know, living a simplistic yet complicated life.
Set up your boot.
I can't imagine not coming back. I mean, it's just, we're mesmerized by these people, the mushers. I mean, it's ungodly what they do. I just couldn't imagine going through what they go through. And when they come into these villages and they're welcome with open arms, and the villagers do what they can to make the mushers comfortable and help us out, and we try to help them out, and it's just become part of our routine. It's the hardest working vacation I've ever taken. So my most memorable experience on the Iditarod was last year in Unicleet. My wife and I were working comms. It was 3 a.m. in the morning, and Martin Bougier and Lance Mackey were getting up, getting their things together, and about to get ready to leave. And when Lance Mackey stood up, his nose just started gushing blood, and immediately Martin grabbed a washcloth and just took control, pushed him back onto the couch, and was holding the cloth over his nose, and there was blood going everywhere. And one of the other mushers in the room spouted out, "Better be careful. Hope he doesn't have AIDS." And Martin turned around without skipping a beat and said, "He's got a lot of things, but he ain't got AIDS," and never stopped his first aid care. And it was a really cool moment to see the camaraderie amongst those mushers. You know, those are both accomplished guys. They do this, I don't think they do it to win. I think they do it because they love the Iditarod. They love the sport, and I don't know what they think their chances are. Obviously, everyone thinks they can win, but you could tell those guys were there because they just love this environment, and that was very cool. What I know for sure in life is sun's going to come up, moon's going to come up, weather's going to change, people are going to change, times are going to change, and you just have to persevere. You got to be positive. You gotta always believe that you can, and you can't ever let anyone tell you that you can't. Just, you have to mush on.